You know those dogs there.
Yeah,
you know?
They got the inbreed in there. Yeah,
you can buy a dog to protect your valuables. You know,
yeah.
If I buy this Rottweiler,
yeah,
he'll be the most valuable thing I own. Had to buy a Wolverine to protect my my Rottweiler.
What do you know about trigonometry? I could care less about trigonometry. Bender, did you know without trigonometry there'd be no engineering? Without lamps, there'd be no light.
Welcome to Irritable Dad Syndrome. More talk, less rock. Please give it up for your hosts, Mike and Darren.
Hi, I'm Darren.
I am Mike.
Welcome to Irritable Dad Syndrome. This is episode 199.
One away from the bicentennial episode.
Yes, absolutely.
I got a lot to talk about tonight.
I do too.
I want to talk about the rumors of the new Rambo movie.
Mm-hmm. I watched John Wick 4, and I'm going to give my review. And we may not have episode 200.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you been? We were off. You and I did not see each other last week.
No, we spoke briefly yesterday. You called me.
No.
So we had tornadoes and stuff in the area.
We did.
And we decided not to record.
We had severe weather our area.
Our area. Yeah.
We didn't have tornadoes were some.
They were further
south of us.
And we decided not to record because, my case, the family would be down here.
Yeah.
They'd be screaming with wind blowing through the house.
Yeah.
Who wants to hear that?
Yeah.
And so we decided to put it off. Well, it turns out, shocker, all the weathery stuff just
cleared up.
Cleared up. Yeah. That never happens, Weather Channel.
There
was a storm chaser.
Stop for a second.
Okay.
Okay, because this is something that grinds my gears. We did have strong winds.
We did.
We had very heavy rains.
Okay.
Okay, and then many places in Cincinnati had flooding and power outages.
Okay.
All things that local meteorologists said would happen. Okay.
Okay.
And they said that there would be two rounds of strong weather, one in the morning, it'd clear up in the afternoon, and then something else by evening.
So slow your roll. Your roll.
Okay.
What I'm talking about is if you ever go to the Weather Channel, go to the Weather Channel.
I'm not 70. I don't go to the Weather Channel.
Go to theweatherchannel.com, Boomer, and on any given day, the world is ending. It's over. There's Armageddon, the apocalypse is coming.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
So I just go to see, is it going to rain this weekend? And I go, a solar flare is coming. It's going to knock out all technology. We'll be in the Stone Age by Tuesday.
I don't think they'd do that.
I go there on Monday. I may want to grill on Monday night. Sometimes I like to grill. Their wildebeests are being driven from their homelands because of the ice, and they're going to start rampaging. And they like to eat bald guys.
Are you sure this is Weather Channel?
This is the weather. Well, I can't spell very well. But my point is,
I think you're going to madmagazine.com.
My point is that I've been desensitized now. So when Beth says there may be tornadoes, and I'm like, yeah, there may be monkeys flying out of my butt too.
Right.
Not the best thing to say to somebody who's concerned about tornadoes.
Right.
The point is, we got way, way off track, and we never.
Never. Well, here's the thing. I used to work with a guy three TV stations ago.
Okay.
He has since retired from the television industry, and he has made it a point to just seriously badmouth the meteorologists at one of my other former stations.
Mm.
Okay, just constantly like they say they're the most accurate. Well, they're more like the mist accurate. like that's hilarious, right?
Yeah,
there was a day that they predicted rain, and he's like, it ain't raining. Well, it rained in the morning. Okay.
Yeah.
It's so he has taken upon himself to just bitch about every single thing that they say or do. He worked at one TV station, and they work at a competing TV station. So on the day that they said there's going to be strong storms, there's going to be heavy rains, there's going to be very, very strong winds up to, I don't know, whatever miles per hour.
Three.
Well, we're going to see flooding. We're going to see. We saw all that.
Okay.
And areas very south of us did get a tornado.
Yeah.
So our area was on a tornado watch.
Yeah.
And this other guy that I know was bitching about these meteorologists who are always wrong. And like, when did he chime in and say, oh, you know what? Guys, you were actually right about this.
Yeah.
No, these people, they don't call in and say, gosh, you know what? You were right.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. I'm with you. I get annoyed when people badmouth meteorologists. That's not what I'm talking about.
Right.
I'm talking about the marketing team at the Weather Channel, where I hear it's going to rain a bit. And right. I go to the website, and the first thing I see is, yay, though, I walk through the valley of shadow of death. You know, it's, I can't take it.
Here's
but anyway, the point is that I fell asleep. I was reading. We've talked about this year. This is the year of Mike reading.
Right.
I'm near the end of Dune. I have 95 pages left.
Wow.
I highly recommend reading it. It's different than the movie.
Ain't gonna happen.
But it's good. And it's putting me to sleep because I'm tired.
Right.
And I pass out. And then you called me because you said, hey, Armageddon has hit and we're all still here. Let's do the Tuesday night episode.
Everything is cleared up.
Let's get back to our normally scheduled program.
Right. But Papaw Mike says, no, I'm a
Papaw asleep. Mike said, who? What? I don't want any insurance. And I hung up. And then we decided to move it to tonight.
Right.
And then I saw the rundown. I actually looked at it before you came over, and I saw that you watched John Wick 4,
I
very nearly, almost did not have episode 199. In the shower, I was cussing you out.
Right.
I was like, this
you're just ready.
He's gonna, he didn't even pay attention to 3. He doesn't understand the story. He'll watch a show about hobbits and their ring, and then he's going to come in here and say, you can't deflect bullets with a suit, and I'm going to say, no, you can't. It's a fantasy, and you're supposed to have fun. It's 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. 97% of the world disagrees with your opinion. And I haven't even heard your opinion yet.
You haven't
yet.
Even heard my opinion yet.
I'm just telling you the argument that I had.
Right.
You, by the way, we hang our wash rags on the thing right there in the shower, and you were the second green wash rag from the left.
Yeah.
I was pointing at you.
Yeah.
You don't come into my house, mm-hmm. my abode, mm-hmm. and diss John Wick.
Okay, well.
So what'd you think?
Are we talking about John Wick now? I was going to save it for later, but I can
can save it for later.
You're listening to Irritable Dad Syndrome, Cincinnati's comedy podcast.
There's these two fellers standing on a bridge going to the bathroom. One feller says that the water is cold. Other feller said the water is deep. I believe one feller comes from Arkansas. Get it?
Last week, we didn't do the episode because I was in Chicago.
You're the Windy City.
The Windy City.
Mm-hmm.
My company is based in Chicago, and they were having a series of seminars with a coach that they bring in, and he gives us all constructive criticism on writing, editing, and producing promotions.
Mm-hmm.
Great guy. Had a lot of great information, and I enjoyed it. On my trip to Chicago, a few things happened. I mentioned to you a few weeks ago that over Christmas I got the Canadian Mounted, which is in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. When John Candy is at the airport, he is reading this book that it's a pornograph. It's an adult novel.
The Canadian Mounted.
It's
got a suggestive picture.
Exactly. A Canadian woman
about to be mounted, so to speak.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's the cover of the book. It's an adult novel.
And he's reading it like he's reading calculus or something. He's deep in thought.
I wonder how that happened.
Yes.
So the people who made this book, I guess the book was so far out of print, and they, whatever reason, got the rights to the cover, to the title, and they have turned it into a trivia book and all about the making of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. So it's not an adult novel now, but it looks like an adult novel. Anyway, I got it for Christmas, and I told you that the next time I go to the airport, I'm going to take it, and I'm going to sit there, and I'm going to read it as a joke. So I did that. I took the book with me, and everything was going as planned until I looked at all the people sitting around me. And I'm like, this woman's not going to get it.
Yeah.
That woman's not going to get it.
Yeah.
I don't think that woman and her two children are going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
That dude over there might get it.
Yeah, yeah.
He might get it a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really nervous about doing this.
Yeah.
But I've got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to. I had to get a picture of me reading this book to post on my personal Facebook page.
So time-wise, I mean, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles was back in the early 90s. In
84. Late 86.
Yeah, around in there.
87,
yeah.
I think, yeah.
So this is 40 years on.
Yeah.
This is like if There was a inside a small inside joke in 12 Angry Men.
Right.
And you had a shirt that had that, and you're just walking around in the 80s being like, right. Huh?
You get it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jack Lemmon. Right?
Yeah.
So I've got my book, and I'm sitting there, and there's like 20 minutes for the flight. I've got to get a picture of this, and I can't get a selfie of it because you need both hands to look like you're really reading the book.
Yeah.
So I'm looking, and I'm like, I don't think I'm going to be able to do this. Mm. And
I would have asked the pilot.
Well, before you get on the plane, sir, there were two guys, probably both in their 40s.
Okay.
I don't think they knew each other, but they were chatting each other up.
Okay.
And I thought, that's going to be my most likely bet.
There's you've targeted the demographic for this joke.
Yeah. So, because I knew the woman in front of me, I wasn't going to ask her, and I wasn't going to ask the other woman who was near me. I'm really skeptical about asking one of these guys, because I thought, if they think I'm creepy, and then one of them has to sit next to me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know that I'm going to be able to do this.
Yeah.
Finally, the one guy says to the other guy, and it's kind of like that scene in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, you know, where they were talking about the thing. And I was like, man, if that can happen, anything can happen. I'm like, that's a sign.
Did they really say that?
I swear to God.
Wow.
They did. And I said, I said, excuse me, sir. This is a book. It's not an adult novel. And I explained to him what the book was.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And I really need someone to get a picture of this as a joke for a friend of mine. They go, oh, yeah, okay, absolutely. Yeah. And I'm just sitting there. And the dude thinks it's hilarious and takes a couple of pictures. I posted on Facebook. It was a hit.
Uh-huh.
It was a big hit. Well, my buddy Jeff Brown, our graphic designer, he, in his Photoshop wisdom, puts me side by side with John Candy, and I swear to God, it looked exactly
like... It looks like you're sitting there with him.
My arm was like casting a shadow on his arm, and it looked like we were in the Canadian Mounted Book Club, and he's laughing, and I'm just like reading intuitively.
Yeah.
It was the greatest thing ever. It was a huge hit. My mom was like, oh my God, this is amazing, and Libby and the kids are so proud of me. There's Dad reading an adult novel at the airport.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was really, really great. So that was at the airport. I get on the plane and there's all kinds of turbulence, crazy turbulence. Mm. Like probably not like, oh my God, scare the crap out of you, but enough to
Chicago.
This is interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I was pissed because since there was this turbulence, they weren't able to do the service.
Mm-hmm.
No cookies.
What?
Mm-hmm. I didn't get any Biscoff cookies.
Were you on Delta?
United Airlines. Oh, by the way, I have a bit of drainage going on because it was spring and now it's winter again, then spring and winter again.
Yeah.
And now I sound sexy as hell. But
anyway. The cookies on Delta are particularly...
Oh, yeah. The Biscoff cookies are the bomb.
Yeah. I before you move on from this story, you reminded me of planes, windy planes. So there was a time when I was coming over from wherever.
Yeah.
And we were supposed to land... It was Chicago.
Yeah.
And the guy, I do not like flying. I was terrified of flying for a long time.
I love it. Yeah.
And we're coming down. So you know how, like, when you're landing, you're like getting close and you can see the ground really, the wind was blowing us sideways to the point where it tilted and I could see over the wing and I saw the runway. Right, I thought I was going to see the runway scraping the wing, and he flipped the plane, and this is going to be wonderful for the audio-only people, that he was banking to the right, and then he flipped it and banked to the left, and it felt like we were blowing away.
Yeah.
And then he mavericked it. He, like...
Like one of those Denzel Washington things where he turns the plane upside down and then lands it?
No. He abandoned the... Exactly. He abandoned the landing 100% and pulled us like up.
Wow. You know,
and away. And we're all, by the way, most of us, normal human beings, were looking around wide-eyed. It wasn't crazy enough for a lot of us to scream. There were a couple of people that screamed like, ah! But most people were just looking around wide-eyed. Then you have your jackasses that are sleeping, and then the one guy reading a financial magazine.
He's reading the Canadian Mounted.
Like, what the hell is wrong with you? We almost just whatevered. They divert. The captain comes on a whole lot later than he should have. I mean, like 10 minutes later.
Attention, passengers. It's
the like, weather. Like we've been turned away from Chicago O'Hare for the weather, and we're diverting to Cleveland. And you'll have an opportunity. We may make another attempt when we get to Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
or you have you can make other arrangements.
Wait, so you were supposed to land in Chicago, and he took you to Cleveland?
Hey, what happened?
Yeah, I was supposed to land in Chicago. Oh. He took us to Cleveland.
Welcome to Wichita.
Yeah,
yeah.
So we landed there, and I remember I was one of the last people to get off the plane. Mm-hmm. The pilot came off a few minutes after, like I was out, and we were now we're all in this in the terminal. Nobody knows why we're there or what the hell's going on.
Yeah,
the terminal person is like, okay, there's a plane here. There's not supposed to be a plane here. And they're making announcements. We're now accepting passengers who are willing to get back on the plane. And I did not like the wording of that.
Willing.
Yeah. And
all y'all crazy people.
We had like 5 minutes to decide, and then they were going to reboard and go.
And try to, so they so, took you to Cleveland to, and then to take you back to Chicago.
To take us back to Chicago okay. to continue our journey. I saw the pilot get off the plane, come mm-hmm. in. And he looked like, who's the guy on Everybody Loves Raymond, the brother?
Robert.
Looked just like him.
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah. It looked just like him. And one of the baggage people, because they had all the yellow stuff, said to the pilot, was it really bad? And the pilot gave him, and this is not going to be great for the audio. Mm. This may just be for you, me. Pilot gave him one of these.
Mm.
Like, and then like that. And the, like, and the baggage guy yeah. said, and I quote, I'll never forget this. Oh. Yeah. And then the pilot went, yeah.
Mm.
And then he turned around and got back on the plane.
Right.
And now I've got a few minutes to decide, am I getting back on the plane?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, I did get back on the plane.
Right, right.
I was damn near in tears. Like, as we were on the final approach again, it was swinging again like mm-hmm. crazy. And I was almost in tears. And then we landed.
Wow.
And I swear I heard the pilot when he was saying we've arrived. I swear he started with, whew.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know if I just put that in myself or if he actually did that.
But yeah.
Terrified me.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
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 Well, I mean, luckily, you know, we didn't have any of that. We just didn't get cookies.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, I was just as traumatized.
Yeah.
Because I wanted my cookies.
It does piss you off. Yeah, I've been on those cookie-less flights.
Yeah.
Cookie!
I've been on ones without turbulence when they don't give you cookies because it's a short flight.
Yeah.
It's like a 45 minute where there's not enough time for beverage service. My ass.
Right. Right.
Cookies.
Cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I get to Chicago mm-hmm. and I get my luggage fine. I get off the plane fine. I go and I'm getting my Uber, and the Uber driver mm-hmm. is hysterical.
Okay.
I think he was from Jamaica.
Okay.
Okay. And I don't do a Jamaican accent, especially since, you know, with my voice and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
He kept calling me Mr. Darren. Hello, Mr. Darren. How are you?
Yeah.
And I said, I am good. How are you? I am very good, Mr. Darren.
Okay.
Where do you... And so after having a one bad experience with an Uber who tried to take me someplace else.
Yeah, yeah.
That was happening the last time I went to Chicago.
Uh-huh.
I said, you're taking me to the Radisson. You know, he goes, yes, I am Mr. Darren.
Yeah.
So get in the car, and he is funny as hell, just talk, having a great time.
Uh-huh.
And he can tell that I'm nodding a little bit. I had to get up at 3:30.
Okay.
To get in the car by 4 to drive to the airport, get there by 5 cuz we live a ways from the airport.
You flew out of Cincinnati.
We flew out of Cincinnati. Yeah.
Okay.
So he could tell that I was getting kind of uh-huh. dozy, and he shut up. And then I took a little nap in uh-huh. the car because it takes about 40 minutes, 45 minutes to get from the airport to my hotel.
Uh-huh.
I wake up and he says, how was your nap, Mr. Darren? said it was really good. And he says, oh, good. He got me where. So anyway, he was fun. I get out of the car. Uh-huh. That wind about knocked me. Seriously, it almost took my hat off.
Yeah.
It caught me off guard. I opened the door. The doors flew out. And he says, watch out for the wind, Mr. Darren. I said, okay, I will.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles starts in Chicago. He's in Chicago.
It starts in New York.
And he's flying back from New York to Chicago.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a problem with the movie because
they end up,
it's like a 2-hour flight. And I don't know why he ended up in Wichita, but whatever.
Stubville.
Get your butt out of there. Yeah. I had Chicago pizza.
Okay.
My buddy Sharon up there where I work uh-huh. ordered this giant mammoth. It had to weigh 25 pounds.
Yeah.
It was huge.
It's basically a bowl of cheese.
It's just a monster size. Just so much meat.
Yeah.
It's like, I think it took a year off my life, but I enjoyed it. Mm. Yeah. I'd never had authentic Chicago pizzas, so that was cool. While I was in Chicago, I went to visit the Bob Newhart statue.
Okay.
Hi, Bob.
And nobody that I worked with knew that Bob Newhart has a statue. I'm like, I don't live in Chicago.
That's true.
I'm some moron from Cincinnati, and I've known that Bob Newhart has a statue for like the past 20 years.
Yeah.
I know Andy Griffith has one in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay.
Don Knotts has one in West Virginia. Yeah. Jesse and Walter have one in New Mexico.
Albuquerque? Really?
Yeah,
Albuquerque.
No shit. Yeah.
Yes, science.
When did that happen?
2 years ago. 3 years
okay. ago. Okay. So, I was going to say, if on our trip, I would have visited that.
Yeah, two or 3 years ago. So, yeah, it's I think it's outside the airport. So, yeah, you and I need to go to Albuquerque and pay homage to Jesse and Walt.
You know, the one.
Ralph Cramden has one in New York. I got a picture with me and Ralph Cramden.
The one place we visited, one of the places we visited on our trip was the Four Corners.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the Skyler shot, you know, where she lays down on the four corner, the four states in the middle. You know what I'm
talking about? Right. Yeah.
I was excited. I was like, I got to be in a.
Yeah, that is exciting. Yeah. Wow.
I didn't write anything on the rundown, by the way, people. I have one thing we'll talk about later.
So, I mean, I probably walked 3 miles a night, 3 or 4 miles a night, just because I was eating so much food. And
so
then
where
in
relation to the Sears Tower were you?
I have no idea in relation to the Sears Tower.
You were on the, what are they called, the pier, the Navy pier for a bit. I saw it when you saw your pictures.
Yes, my hotel is probably 2 miles, 3 miles from Navy Pier.
And you went to the T-1000's testicle, that big molten metal thing.
The T-1000 testicle?
Yeah.
I have no idea what the molten metal mirror thing that everybody goes to. Oh, the giant metallic
testicle.
Kidney bean.
Okay.
Yes.
Or kidney bean.
I saw that last time I was there.
Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't go to it this time?
No, I mean, it's a bean.
Yeah.
I saw it once. I mean, it's still there. It hasn't moved. It's still reflective. So, but yeah, I did a bunch of walking and got some pictures of the city. It's a gorgeous city. I love Chicago. I love Chicago.
A lot of superhero movies are filmed there.
Yeah. On the way home, I don't know how many flights I've been on, a lot. Nowhere near as many as you have, probably. I've never seen so many people at Chicago O'Hare Airport.
When did you leave?
My God, Friday morning.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I've never seen, it was like getting on, so here in Cincinnati, we have Kings Island, which is an amusement park, and you can get on a ride called The Beast, and it's, what do you think, about a mile long of a line that's all roped around?
Yeah, that's the one when the park opens, if you're going to ride The Beast, you walk in when the park opens and go right to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I checked online, and I checked my bag online.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
I was pretty proud of myself.
Yeah.
And a buddy of mine who I work with says, he was asking me, he says, what time do you got to get to the airport? And I said, I got to get there at 5 because it takes off at 7. He goes, have you checked in online? And I said, yeah. He goes, oh, then you only need to get there an hour early, Darren. No, that's not.
Yeah, don't listen to people like that.
No, never. That's the moral of the story. Never get to the airport 2 hours early because I got in line.
Always.
And I swear to God I was in line. I think 40 minutes, maybe 45.
Yeah.
And I went down and then curved around in the back and round. And then I thought I was done. No. Mm-hmm. No. Then we turned a corner and there's more line and more and more.
Yeah. That's always 2 hours.
And
I don't give a
who
you talk to.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2 hours.
And the people working security were not in the mood. Usually for me, they've been in pretty good moods.
Uh-huh.
But, and here's the thing. Ever since 9/11, you know, you take off your shoes. Mm-hmm. You don't have toothpaste in your bag. I've had toothpaste confiscated before.
Yeah.
You have all your electronics out because that's what they say.
Yeah.
There was way too many people.
Yeah.
And they decided people leave their shoes on. Leave your shoes on!
Yeah.
They're yelling at people who took off their shoes.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're just doing what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, yeah.
They're yelling at us about our shoes. They're yelling at us about our electronics.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pissed when I didn't get cookies on the way down there. I wore Ernie socks. Okay. Last Christmas, I got animal socks, Muppet socks, Ernie socks, Bert socks. Mm-hmm. I've got Elmo socks. Mm-hmm. I had on my Ernie socks. I wanted people to get a chuckle out of my Ernie socks. No, I got to keep my shoes on.
Mm.
So now I'm like, well, how am I going to show everybody my damn Ernie socks?
Did you say that? Did you complain?
No.
Mm.
I didn't want to be taken back and beaten half to death. I finally made it through security. I'm wearing my Metallica Master of Puppets t-shirt.
Okay.
This guy walks up to me. Is that your favorite album? Is that your favorite Metallica album?
Oh, you're about to get into an argument.
And I said, no, I like the album, but it's not my favorite album.
Okay, goes, what is your favorite Metallica?
Probably the Black Album.
Okay.
But I'm a big fan of Hardwire to Self-Destruct. Okay. I really love their last one, not their newest one, but their last one.
Yeah.
And he says that's a good one. That's a really good one. And and he liked Kill 'Em All. He liked Ride the Lightning. He liked the Black Album. He says, God, you gotta love the Black Album.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, it's really good. He goes, good talking to you. I said, okay.
Yeah.
Went by McDonald's. Yeah. I got myself some breakfast and I'm starving. And then I'm standing there and I'm like, okay, I got plenty of time to get to my gate. So I'm standing there eating. He comes back. I remembered something. Then he starts talking more Metallica.
And
he worked at the airport, right?
Okay.
And he's like, man, that's a good album. So you ever see him live? Oh, hell yeah, I've seen him live.
Yeah.
You know. I've never seen somebody so excited about me wearing a Metallica shirt.
It's you met the Metallica version of me in the airport. Like, that's what I would do.
Yes, absolutely. He reminded me so much of you.
Is that Bono on your shirt?
On the flight home, no cookies.
Yeah.
I was pissed again. So I know.
For the record, since you brought it up, my favorite album for the longest time was Ride the Lightning.
Yeah.
And it has, over the years, morphed over to Master of Puppets.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to really dig Injustice for All. But I have to say my favorite is Master of Puppets.
Yeah.
The Black Album is the Black Album is the Black Album. I love the Black Album.
Black Album's amazing. And you know what? But I feel like as a Metallica fan, you're not allowed to say the Black Album's your favorite.
You know you're not.
Because that's the one that went commercial. That's the one where they sold out.
Right. Yeah.
But you know what? Sorry, man, but it's
after you're 40.
Sad but true.
After you're now you're talking like a Tool fan.
Sad but true, man.
After 40, all that of my album better than your album goes out the window, except for Octone Baby. That's their best album. But everything else,
all that you can't leave behind is mine. You know, but then I said, well, of course, you know, For Whom the Bell Tolls is my favorite song, and then Sad But True.
Well, see,
and then I said, do you like Spit Out the Bone? He goes, Spit Out the Bone, yeah. I felt so cool because I threw in a non hit.
Oh yeah. So my favorite Metallica song is "Creeping Death" on "Ride the Lightning."
Yeah,
and that's why "Ride the Lightning" was forever the best. Over time, the Master of Puppets just wore me down.
Yeah,
"Leper Messiah," and "Disposable Heroes."
Yep,
I could if I take both of those together. They equal one Creeping Death. They cancel each other out. Sanitarium's like their ballad. And then they've got the instrumental Orion and, you know, and then, of course, Master of Puppets and Battery. And
One last thing about the Chicago trip.
Okay.
After I got home, got home on Friday, and Friday is movie pizza night. Mom comes over, and we're all sitting there, and we're talking about the trip and this and that, something else. And somehow the topic came up of did I really go to Chicago? And I'm like, well, of course I really went to Chicago. There's all these pictures that I posted from Chicago. You know, I have proof. And Mom said, well, Darren, I don't know that you really have proof because Jeff Brown could have photoshopped you into all those pictures. I'm like, damn, Mom. Mom totally blew a hole wide open in my theory. Your Honor, please. You're telling me that Darren was sitting next to John Candy, who died in 1988.
That's true. Yeah.
Or what, 93? No, he died in 96.
Yeah. I mean, you could have a green screen in your basement, and this whole thing is.
You know, he was 36 when he made Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Really?
Yeah, he was just a kid.
Yeah. Good Lord.
I know. Oof. I know.
I think I've told this before, but I'll tell it briefly. I and Box and Fanch and a few other of my friends saw Page and Plant in concert.
Right.
And I think it was in 96.
Mm-hmm.
I may be wrong on the date, but I remember Robert Plant was 44 years old. And I remember
thinking he was so old.
I know. I remember thinking, I had a conversation with Box. I was like, this is so great. They're that old and they can still, do you think he's going to be able to carry the microphone and sing at the same time? And I'm now older than he was.
Yeah.
It's like, will they have to carry Jimmy Page out there?
Yeah.
I bet Van Halen's in the back playing the actual guitar while Jimmy Page just like pretends like he's doing stuff.
You know what? I'm older than Mr. Furley was when he was on the Three's Company. And I thought Mr. Furley was anxious. Oh. I'm older than Red Fox.
Are you?
When he was on Sanford and
Son. Oh, my God.
Yeah. You big dummy.
Wheezy.
that was George Jefferson.
What?
Lamont. Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. That's where Elizabeth.
Coming to join you, honey. Lamont, you big dummy.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
This portion of Irritable Dad Syndrome is brought to you by Lotus Biscoff Cookies. Hi, I'm Dave Lay, and I love traveling. It seems like every couple of months I get the urge to visit people and places anywhere on this great planet. And that's why I'm a big fan of Lotus Biscoff Cookies. Whenever I'm flying and the stewardess asks if I want a snack, I say, hell yeah, I want a snack, and make that snack a pack of Lotus Biscoff Cookies. Since 1932, Lotus Biscoff cookies have been made with all natural ingredients. They're crunchy, and that caramelized flavor has made them the preferred choice of every major airline that serves snacks. Lotus Biscoff cookies. Mmm, now those are some good cookies. Back to you guys in the studio.
So this story has no place in the rundown, so I want to stick it in right now.
Okay.
That's what she said!
There are rumors that a new Rambo is coming.
Okay.
Which, of course, there is, because every time Sylvester Stallone says, I'm ending a character.
I'm never going to do this movie again.
He does another one. But it will not have Sylvester Stallone in it. Someone convinced him, you said you're done. So this is either a prequel or a reboot. All right. The two people that are involved in this is all rumored.
Okay.
Sylvester Stallone and Quentin Tarantino. And they each have their own pick for who plays Rambo.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to ask you to guess who the pick is, because we've talked about both of these actors. I don't want you to guess yet. Quentin Tarantino hasn't talked about this at all.
Okay.
The article was just from Sylvester Stallone with his ideas of what the prequel would be if it was a prequel.
Okay.
Okay. So reboot is a reboot. They would remake First Blood and go.
Okay.
But if it's a prequel, he wanted it to be John Rambo in, like, at the end of high school or going into college. He's an athlete.
Jesus.
He's, like, super smart.
Okay.
He's very athletic.
Okay.
He's, like, the all-American kid.
Okay.
He goes to Vietnam. It messes him up. He becomes, like, this super soldier.
Right.
He comes back damaged into First Blood.
Okay.
It's basically how he came. He went from, like.
So we're looking for someone 30 below. 20.
Maybe.
In the 20s.
Yeah.
I just pray to God they don't put Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
No. The choices are.
And I like Dwayne The Rock
Johnson. The choices are intriguing. So I'm going to give you some hints.
Okay.
Okay. So Quentin Tarantino's choice first.
John Travolta.
No.
What's all these people coming up and wanting to shoot me for? This is all so weird. I just wish my country loved me as much as I love it, you know?
No,
come on.
No. It's not Tim Roth.
It's not
it's not Christopher Walken. You know how I got this watch out of Vietnam?
I put these googly eyes on this watch.
So
Sam Jackson.
No. Okay. No. And who's the lady in Pulp Fiction that is in like every Quentin Tarantino movie that he's obsessed
Amanda
with?
Amanda Plummer?
No. She plays the girlfriend of Marcellus Wallace. Oh my gosh.
That dances
with John Thurman. Uma Thurman, like, yeah,
Uma? He's obsessed Oprah. With Oprah. Okay. Uma. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll give you some hints.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Quentin Tarantino's choice.
Okay.
He was in Star Wars, the new Star Wars. Who would be a good Rambo?
Dude with the nose, Han Solo's kid?
Yeah, Kylo Ren. Adam Driver, yeah. The new Rambo.
I don't think so.
That's his choice, okay? Okay. This is all rumor, so okay. Don't sue me.
That's
what do you hear Sylvester Stallone's choice?
Okay.
And then I also have a bonus, because this was apparently a interview with Sylvester Stallone,
right?
The reason behind it. So you get bonus points if you get that one. His choice was in a recent movie, and he was on the Oscars. The Oscars that just happened.
Okay.
He did a thing on the Oscars.
Ryan Gosling.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. He wants Ryan Gosling.
I love Ryan Gosling.
He wants Ryan Gosling to play him.
You can't put, You can't have Ken be Rambo.
You can have Ken be Rambo.
I mean, granted, okay, Ryan Gosling can do anything.
Yes, he can.
He can absolutely.
Have you seen Drive? He can totally do Rambo.
I saw Drive.
You didn't.
Yeah. No, I saw Drive.
But no, I mean, of course, you didn't like it.
Right. Did you like it?
I love it. Love Drive.
I didn't hate it, but it wasn't Academy Award winner Drive.
You know who was in Drive? Bryan Cranston.
Yeah.
Who's in like every movie known to man.
Yeah. I didn't hate it. I just didn't love it.
So the reason given in this article that was totally not written by AI and is completely true because it's on the internet.
Yes.
Is that when Ryan Gosling met Sylvester Stallone, he told him how awesome and how much he loved the Rambo character and story, and he was so excited about meeting Sylvester Stallone because he loved Rambo. And so Sylvester Stallone took that as like, I think he should play Rambo. I think he'd do it. I want to see either movie. I want both of them to be involved because I guarantee the director commentary, Sylvester Stallone and Quentin Tarantino, would be worth 10 movies.
Yeah.
That would be, thinking this, yeah, I'm doing it. He's saying stuff. He's saying stuff, but I'm going to talk while he's talking. You know, it would be wonderful.
Yeah.
But I would love to see what Adam Driver does with a Rambo thing. And I'll be there opening night for Ryan Gosling as Rambo. I'll be right there.
Yeah.
Walking around Vietnam. What do you want? What do you want?
I just want everyone to love us as much as we love them. You know.
Oh, I'm excited.
So Jacob has not seen First Blood.
Yeah, First Blood's basically a G-rated movie.
It's not.
It pretty much is.
Yeah.
One guy dies because he falls out of a helicopter.
That is true, yeah. First Blood is a masterpiece.
It is.
The last time I saw it was 8, 9, or 10 years ago or something. Still holds up.
I watched the whole Rambo series a couple of years ago.
Brian Dennehy is a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know who helped write Rambo 2 was James Cameron. He was involved in that the same way he was involved with Aliens.
Okay.
He helped write the script.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has Martin Cove in it.
Yeah.
Sweep the leg.
Yeah, James Cameron pretty much writes anything that he's directing for the most part.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a Rambo fan. But like I said, I watched all of them building up to Rambo 5. Rambo 4. Have you seen Rambo 4 where he's in the – it's like the first old Stallone. He's in the jungle.
Yes.
He's taking the journalists.
He goes down the river.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you going? Here. You got guns?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're not going anywhere. Sometimes killing's as easy as breathing. And then it's got the song, let the bodies hit the floor, let the bodies hit the floor. And and then he goes from that to Rambo 5. He's got a flannel on and some jeans.
I have not seen
Rambo 5. He's got the nice gray hair, and he's like, hey, I'm on a ranch now, and life's good.
So I'll never forget when Rambo 5 came out, it opened up the same week as Downton Abbey, and Downton Abbey destroyed it at the box office. Week one, Rambo came in second place by a country mile behind Downton Abbey, a bunch of fruity,
perhaps we should put another shrubbery in the backyard.
Yeah.
Tippy.
And they beat Rambo 5.
Are you a fan of Irritable Dad Syndrome? Then show your support by wearing a stylish Irritable Dad Syndrome t-shirt. Our shirts are designed with three of our most famous, hilarious catchphrases. You need to learn more words? Put the thing on the thing? And in my defense, I thought it was funny. They come in a variety of sizes and colors. If you're a guy, women will see this shirt and instantly want to go out with you. So be the envy of all your friends and buy one today. Irritable Dad Syndrome t-shirts, available now at irritabledadsyndrome.com.
So bananas, the commonly eaten banana,
is
not a natural fruit. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's kind of like dogs.
It was genetically mutated?
Genetically mutated over hundreds of years.
No.
The banana that you and I eat,
Yeah.
Great, 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 great grandpa Cox when he went to get a nanner,
right?
It was not the same. If you go get a banana. A non-genetically of standard banana,
okay,
in the wild,
yeah,
it's not. It's apparently they're disgusting.
Is that like a plantain?
Well, maybe. But there was an article I read about this back when I read this type of
yeah,
and there was concern in the banana community. I'm serious.
Amongst banana
enthusiasts. that we as a race,
yeah,
as a people,
uh-huh,
would forget what bananas taste like. Or do bananas actually taste like they taste now because they're so genetically altered?
Mm-hmm.
They don't taste like the original bananas that great 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 grandpa Odell.
Right. Ate. Huh.
Yeah. I shit you not.
They have genetically mutated bananas.
In the same way that they've with dogs. You know, all dogs come from like a wolf in 10,000 BC.
Sure. All dogs come from monkeys.
Tigers. In that one movie, the wolf comes over, uh-huh, and he gets a squeaky toy, and then he turns into a dog.
Yes.
But poodles, mm-hmm, and those things with the smashed noses, those don't exist in nature.
That's a pug. No.
Those aren't natural.
No, they're not.
They're beasts that we've formed, uh-huh, through selective breeding, and yeah, we made bananas the same way.
Right. And yet they still call them a purebred.
Yeah.
You see, but no, there is a purebred poodle,
yeah,
when henceforth, at one point, that poodle ceased to exist.
See, and the pure bloodline, they're more susceptible to disease. They get rickets. You don't need any of that.
They get crickets?
Rickets.
Rickets.
Yeah.
Oh, that's different.
So, you know, if you feed, uh-huh, if we went up there right now and fed a banana to marbles,
right,
we're feeding a genetically altered, I shouldn't say genetically altered, a selectively bred fruit to a selectively bred animal.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Who knows what the hell could happen?
Wow. We've just basically taken all the power and now we act like we're God.
Yeah. But
welcome to the show.
Yeah. Your kids know what a banana tastes like because they're eating these lie bananas that we have now in this the Laffy Taffy banana flavor.
So you're telling me that the bananas that I have in my house right now are a lie.
A bunch of lies. Literally a bunch of lies.
I always wondered why they only curved one direction.
Yellow, but, mm-hmm, 1 foot lies. Sexy lies. What?
I've never looked at a banana though.
Yeah.
Sexy.
And you know the yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never thought I learned that fact about a banana. It was like, I think it was 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
I learned it on the computer through the internet. You know, it's true.
Anything you read.
The guy
online
saying it had a beard.
Well, so, I mean, like Archimedes?
No,
Archimedes have a beard?
Probably.
Yeah.
In the movie he did. Was he the guy that opened up the time rift that let Indiana go through the, was that Archimedes? Indiana Jones and the Last Greek?
Dun, 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 dun.
My big fat Greek Indiana Jones.
You know, I think it was Archimedes.
Yeah, he had a
Archimedes dial.
Yeah, he had a he had a beard.
Yeah,
he was a bearded guy.
Archimedes did the displacement theory, right?
Yeah, he put the
he
sat in a bathtub
and then
had
the water overflowed and he said science.
Yeah, I think he just wanted people to come in and put rocks in the bathtub while
bananas.
He was sitting. Yeah.
Why is Mike Archimedes sitting there in the bathtub with his bananas in his hand? That's not a banana.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm glad to see you. Yeah. Hello.
What
is that? A banana or a plantain?
Yeah.
I'm on the TikTok.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't post a lot of videos, but I make comments on videos all the time.
Okay.
And I'm getting a lot of followers because of the comments that I make.
Okay.
Not because of the videos that I make.
Yeah. Okay.
So somebody posted.
We should start. I'll start doing that as Irritable Dad. I'll start making comments.
Yeah. That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
So somebody posted one of those videos of what to do when you're staying at an Airbnb.
Uh-huh.
And they're taking duct tape and they're putting it over the shower. And they're taking towels and stuffing them under the door. And then they lock the door and then they put a rubber band on the lock. And then they put a strip of tape over it. And then they put infrared. And then they put the thing.
Are you sure you're watching Jason Bourne?
No. And just like, and then like the extension outlets.
Yeah.
They cover that up with tape. And there's all the stuff that you do when you stay at an Airbnb, and it's ridiculous.
Oh, because
it's,
they it's might be video because, of your asshole. Because
people are spying on you, and you're doing they're recording you naked. Yeah,
I just let them. I just swing my in front of every outlet I see.
I was like, man, if you want to watch this, knock yourself out.
Getting enjoyment out of this, go for it. Yeah.
Nice that somebody is.
Yeah,
I commented on this stupid video. That, you know, all the duct tape over the shower curtain. I said, listen, this is serious. I stayed at an Airbnb one time and I didn't do this. And I woke up the next morning in the bathtub full of ice and someone had stolen one of my kidneys. Okay. I've done this. That's my go-to. Okay. Whenever someone says, you know, when you buy a bicycle, make sure that you do this. Yeah. I bought a bike and I didn't do that. And someone stole one of my. It's my go-to. I've done it over and over and over again. So the comments on this. By the way, we release an episode and it get here lately, you know, it gets 70 some downloads. I've gotten close to 300 likes on this comment. And the best was somebody said, sorry, eat some kidney beans, it will grow back. That's funny. Someone asked if I was serious. And then someone said, it's like a horror story, something about the black market. The best comment was, thank you for your kidney, but as it turns out, we are not a match. Like, that's funny. But yeah, somebody asked if I'm serious.
Yeah,
I'm serious.
The answer to that is yes, I'm serious.
It's on the internet. Literally. Of course I'm serious. Somebody stole my kidney. Yeah.
Nothing tastes better at a cookout than a Whompers all-beef foot-long hot dog.
This is the moment that you've been waiting for. Yeah. Here is my review of John Wick 4. You ready? Shocker. Didn't care for it. I did not care for it.
Right.
But I realized that the reason I don't like the John Wick movies is because I'm not watching them the right way.
I agree. Okay? I agree.
You don't need to take them seriously. And I figured that if Weird Al Yankovic played John Wick and they kept all the dialogue exactly the same, I would absolutely love it. Because the movies are an absolute joke.
Oh, now come on.
They are a joke.
No.
Okay, you compare John Wick to Captain America. Okay, Captain America had the super serum. Okay, that's why he's a superhero. That's why he can do... I have the talking
You have the
stick.
Talking, yes. Okay.
That's why... Captain America can do everything that he does. That's why he can bring a plane down from the sky. That's why he can fight all day long. That's why he can run and jump off of buildings. That's why Captain America can do everything. Super serum. John Wick doesn't have any of that. Okay. Anyway, Jacob decided against my wishes that he was going to watch all four John Wick movies.
Okay.
God, here we go. So I'm watching them.
Yeah.
And we're all laughing at how ridiculous they are.
Okay
And it's like I'd seen one and then he's watching two. I hadn't watched two, so I'm watching two. It's like, okay, now he's fighting on the horse, now he's fighting on the motorcycle, now he's fighting in the elevator. And he's shot 8 9 10 12 14 38 40 58 75 60 100 people. And anyway, we get to and I've already complained on this podcast about the episode of John Wick where he got kicked through the glass, and he gets up, and he gets kicked through another.
Yeah, you've
glass.
Done that.
He gets up, he kicks through.
You've
third
done
one,
that joke so many times. You got to edit.
I understand, but I got to watch it again with Jacob, and Jacob's like, "Okay, Dad, I know exactly what you're talking about now." And then we're laughing.
Okay.
Every time he gets kicked through the glass, part four, Jesus, Lord God,
it's the best action movie ever made.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
We lost count. Not only did we lose count of how many times he shot people, but how many times can a guy fall off of a building? He falls like off a 10-story building, lands on his stomach, doesn't break any ribs, doesn't break his face, doesn't break his arm. He gets up and he walks away. Okay. He gets hit by a car, gets hit by another car, gets kicked by another car, and another car. He keeps getting hit by cars. Okay. And then that's fine. And he just walks away.
Yeah.
Right. And then, he was wearing the Kevlar jacket. He's out in the street holding his face. Bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. And it reminded me of kids on the playground. Oh, you missed me. No. Yeah. I got you. You didn't get me. Bang, 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 bang. And then they're getting hit by cars. And he gets hit by another car.
Okay.
And it's like, why didn't you shoot him in the knee? Just shoot him in the knee.
Yeah.
Shoot him in the leg.
It's got the
shoot him
it's
in
got the
shoot
armor.
Him in the foot.
Okay. Armor.
Okay. Yeah. Shoot him in the hand. Shoot him in something that.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. But the stupidest thing was the stairs. Okay. Yeah. The 222 steps. And he's just shooting people right, left, going up the steps. And it's, and I'm sorry. And it's not just John Wick. This rule applies any movie I see. He can shoot everybody, but everybody misses him.
Yeah.
Really?
So
no one's going to get you. And then he gets to the top
and
he gets kicked and he rolls and rolls.
Yeah, that was good.
And we were crying laughing. Libby, Jacob, and I were just my God. It was like watching Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. We're just, because he keeps falling down the steps. And then he gets up, stairs. And then the blind guy, I'm going to help you up these stairs, John.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And then they, and I also hate in movies when enemies decide to work together to another enemy. It's like, you're going to work with him so you can walk up all these steps and then shoot at each other?
Yeah.
I thought that was dumb. Okay. but the best, and Jacob does this now, and Cameron does this now. Jacob will say, Cameron, are you pissed off? And Cameron says, yeah. And then we'll ask Libby, are you ready for breakfast? Yeah.
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 And Yeah. So anyway, I've decided that I no longer hate the movies. I think they're hilarious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and that's my review of John Wick 4.
So so that we don't lose every listener we have. I love the John Wick movies.
Oh, in the scene where the camera was up top.
Oh, that's
I know.
Amazing.
I was like, this is where Mike, you know, had to go change his underwear.
Yeah.
Because the camera followed him going through room after room.
With the music from the first movie.
Yeah.
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 It's
And the dog.
He shoots the dude and saves the dog, and then the African American guy decides to not shoot him.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought they were ridiculous.
Okay.
But it's like, how
we agree on so much. There's like
they've things got that, they don't explain how James Bond. Remember when James Bond, Roger Moore, was fighting the guy on top of a plane?
Mm-hmm.
That's when I clocked out. I'm like, okay, that's just absolutely ridiculous. And now I know that, you know, okay, you leave room for fantasy and you leave room for, okay, we're just, you know, it's fun and watch.
Yeah.
You can't fight a guy on top of a plane.
You can
fight a guy on a train.
I told a story a while ago about watching Rambo Part 2 with a room full of old rednecks.
Yes.
And out of the blue, somebody uses, that's... You're basically the, you just articulated that. There was a movie, I got into a huge argument with a number of friends in college, and I'm not going to talk, I'm not going to name the movie.
Yeah.
I don't want to rip open old wounds.
Okay.
But it was that they had the similar reaction.
Mm-hmm.
This movie has aged beautifully well, and now it's regarded like the best type of those movies. But at the time, they were so against it. So... I get it. Shoot them up. Yeah, shoot them up.
All the bad guys are stormtroopers. That's exactly right. You can shoot a stormtrooper. The stormtroopers can't shoot you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, in fairness, they can't see out of their helmet. But here's and spoiler alert.
All right.
If you haven't seen John Wick 4, then spoiler alert. The man falls off a building. How many times does he fall off a building?
I don't remember him falling off a building, but
how can you not remember?
I don't.
At the end of three,
I'm not. Listen, okay. I'm going to answer this question. You asked the question because you've talked about this a couple times.
At the end of three, he falls and he.
I remember that.
And then, bang, boom, bang.
Yeah,
yeah.
The way you described it when we first watched it, that he just fell off the roof, and he fell like 10 stories, and
He clips.
That didn't happen.
He clips. He hits something, one of the balconies or something, and then he lands on his face. Okay, so he falls off several buildings. Okay. He gets hit over and over and over again by cars. Okay, he has his finger cut off.
Yeah,
and he fights 300 some people,
and he dies.
Yeah, because he got shot in the side.
Yeah,
like really. You're going to survive all that and you're going to die from taking one to the side. Hmm. I can get shot in the side and not die.
All right.
And I'm a fat moron.
Are you done?
No.
Okay. All right. You're gonna keep going.
Now I'm done. I'm so glad I didn't pay to see, because I would have been, you would have been so pissed. I'm come on.
There was no way in hell I was going to go watch. I can't watch a movie like with somebody like you. I can't do it.
With someone like me.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like the same thing with Quentin Tarantino. Like you do not like Quentin Tarantino movies.
I used to. Okay. I thought his last one, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood,
it's probably one of the best ones.
It bored me to tears. Okay. I love Django Unchained.
Okay.
And I love Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
Okay. I'm in the middle on Jackie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I'm somewhere in the middle on Reservoir Dogs.
Okay.
I really liked the first Kill Bill, and I didn't care for the second Kill Bill.
Did you like The Hateful Eight?
The what?
The Hateful Eight?
I haven't seen The Hateful Eight.
We got to watch The Hateful Eight.
My neighbors went to see The Hateful Eight. This is how much they hated The Hateful Eight. I was going into the movie as they were coming out. I was like, hey, guys, what's going on? What'd you see?
Yeah.
No. They wouldn't. They did not
A lot of people said that.
Yeah. They did not want to admit that they. Yeah. Bill, my old neighbor, said, yeah, there's 3 hours of our life we will never get back.
It's one of my favorite ones.
Yeah.
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 Samuel Jackson, shoot me in the. And then just, yeah. It's worth it for that scene alone.
And then the editor's cut's like 4.5 hours or something, right?
So you're not going to like the fact that there's a spinoff TV series coming to, I think it's Netflix.
Of John Wick?
Yeah. Well, he's dead. God. It's called The Continental. It's about the story surrounding it, the hotel and the assassins and all that fun stuff.
Oh, Winston? Yeah, Winston can go himself. It's like, so Winston shoots John, and that's why he fell off the building.
Yeah.
And then he comes back, and what does he say? Winston. John?
Yeah.
Winston.
Yeah.
John. I'm like, Jesus, God!
That's part of the fight. See, this is like somebody coming on the show and you're pissed at Sesame Street and like, why didn't you like Sesame Street? It's like, too many puppets. What's up with all these puppets? And what's with the brown elephant with the okay bird?
Hi, bird.
It's like, you're missing the point, man. It's like, you just don't like that type of movie.
Okay, so what's the point? No, the thing is I love a real good action movie.
Mm-hmm.
The first Lethal Weapon, my God, amazing. Lethal Weapon 2,
Part of the charm is that in this world they have over the top murder and all these things, and they act like it's no big deal. That's part of that thing. It's like business. It's like we're not going to see eye to eye on it.
But if that's a whole, I know I don't see eye to eye with you on anything.
Yeah.
If this is a whole in this world thing, then John, every person he shoots at, he would be missing. Every person he fights would come closer to a tie, and then not a quick defeat. I mean, John's just killing people right and left.
Yeah. He's an assassin. He's like one of the top guy.
Yeah, but he ain't got no super serum.
He don't need super serum.
There's no reason why he can fall off a building and not break a rib.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there's no reason
Rambo fell higher than he did, hit a couple of tree limbs, and you first blood.
And he still stitched himself up. John didn't stitch himself up.
Yeah, he died.
Yeah, yeah.
Then a couple of movies later, but he died.
He did, yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, are we done? He got shot in the side.
I love the John Wick series. I think John Wick 4 is the greatest action movie of all time. Please don't cancel this.
What would I call the greatest action film of all time? I'll have
you think about that.
I'll think about that. Yeah, okay. I'll come back to on our next episode, which will be our 200th episode.
It'll be our 200th episode.
Yes.
Yeah. On my reading journey, I want to talk about my reading journey very quickly.
Okay.
I'm almost done with Dune.
Mm-hmm.
I highly recommend, if you haven't read the book Dune, if you watch the movie, all the moments in the movie where I'm like, really?
Yeah.
What? It makes sense when you read the book, because the book is telling you what the characters are thinking.
Mm.
And it also points out.
The characters are like, damn, that's a big worm.
Yeah. And it also, it actually explains in detail how they ride the worms and why the worms just don't go under the sand and knock them all off, why they just shake them off and that kind of stuff. It goes into a lot of detail. But also, who's the guy? Drax, the Beast, Raban?
Dave Bautista.
Mm-hmm. It explains, it gives more, he's basically sent to crush the Fremen and just like mine spice. And then like a couple of scenes later, he sees Paul in the desert. He freaks out and then he's done. That was a 2-year span of fighting and war that they just kind of cut out of the story.
Right.
Yeah. But in the movie, it's like, dude, why is this guy called the Beast? He doesn't doesn't do any. Yeah. With the, yeah. So it's worth it. So I'm almost done with that. Mm-hmm. I don't know where to go next. I'm either going to start Game of Thrones.
I got a book suggestion.
Okay.
The Canadian Mounted.
I read Carrie, the book Carrie.
Okay.
Stephen King's first book.
Yeah.
I read that last month.
That was his first one?
It was his first book. You can tell. I mean, nothing. Stephen King's an excellent, he's one of my favorite authors of all time. But reading it, I could tell this is his first book.
David Sedaris is my favorite author. Mm. And, you know, I own all his books. Mm. But yeah, if I go back and read. No, it's not that they're bad, but you can tell
they're not bad. Yeah, it's not bad.
Carrie, you can tell it's his first book.
Well, two things.
Just one, like when you watched episode one of Seinfeld.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you can tell it's his first book, but B, reading it, I was reading it knowing it was his first book, and I was like, this guy's going to go places.
Yeah.
This guy can pen, as it were.
You know what TV show? You know, you go back and you watch the first episode over again, and you don't think it looks dated. Breaking Bad. It's like, oh man, this is how the show looked when it kept the same amount, same caliber of show. Hey guys, we're gonna head out. Next week is going to be our 200th episode. Dave Lay, I believe, is going to join us in the studio.
I might bake a cake.
Yeah I don't know what we have planned for our 200th episode, but
we're probably gonna talk about taxes, because I haven't done mine yet, and I'll be doing them the next weekend.
We will probably talk about the eclipse.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Did you see that eclipse? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
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 Huh. Mm. Dave, I saw the eclipse too.
I got nothing.
That's a little preview of next week.
Yeah.
So go to irritabledadsyndrome.com and download every episode that we have. We hope to see you next week on our 200th episode of Irritable Dad Syndrome.
Irritable Dad Syndrome is a Mike Odell, Darren Cox production.
And we're back.
Hold on, I'm not back yet.
Okay. Well, yeah, I can talk and then you can.
Yeah, but I'm not listening to you.
Okay.
We're live right now.
Before
you talk about the goiter on your penis.
No, I don't have a goiter on my penis. Bill Parker, that mother scratcher. Are you looking forward to the eclipse?
Yeah, we got glasses and everything.
Libby ordered some. I was just going to watch it in the yard.
Yeah, that's where we're
going. Okay, I'm not driving to Toledo.
No. Because we get apparently 1 minute and 11 seconds of totality.
Okay, so we will have totality.
Yeah, we will.
Okay.
And we got into an argument about totality at dinner. Bess was talking about how much
I wish you guys could stop arguing about eclipses.
Yeah.